Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBUT prices. I'm switching to the May contracts today. May corn up 4.25 cents at 558. May wheat up 3.5 cents at 673.75. And May beans up 12.5 cents at 1421. Bean oil made a new contract high overnight. The corn, December corn, just missed by about 0.25 cents. Markets are strong overnight. We've got hot and dry weather in southern Brazil. Argentina is still dry. They claim that about 25% of the corn crop in Brazil is planted outside the optimal planting dates. I don't think that's going to make a big difference to these markets. If they get good weather from here on in, I don't think it's going to make a huge bit of difference. Plus, apparently 75% of the crop has been planted in optimal time. So, the way I see it is we're getting more and more beans and corn, particularly not so much corn, but beans delivered into the Brazilian ports, and they're going to be exporting. Today was the third day in a row now. We haven't seen any exports, flash sales. Apparently the Chinese are not buying after the holidays, everybody expected. We're higher strictly on the weather. I think, you know, at some point people are going to take notice that maybe demand is waning out here, and maybe we have reached that point. But overall, I think that, we're getting close to an end here. We generally make contract highs the last Friday of the month. Are we going to do it today, tomorrow, Thursday? I don't know. But I don't think new crop or old crop, these are prices you want to turn your nose up at. Sell whatever you want out here. Buy back some call option spreads to keep the upside open. And just let the market do what it's going to do over the next 6 to 8 months. Well, there is a story out today that traders in Brazil are suing Brazilian farmers who won't deliver their early sales at much lower prices. Looks like the farmer is just trying to back out of delivering the grain at cheap prices. Right now, it's not a huge problem, but it looks like it's a little bit of a growing movement. The exporters have to deliver that grain, so they might be forced to bid up for it. So maybe that's part of the strength in the beans here the last couple of days. But overall, you know, like I said, I think we're coming to a culmination here by the end of the week. And I think marketing up here makes an awful lot of sense. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.